Sometimes the best thing we can do is stop speaking and start listening. Listen intently. Open your ears and really listen to what others say to you. More often than not, we hear only what we want to hear in a conversation. More frequently, we are guilty of speaking too much and listening too little. Welcome to Music, Motivation, and More, the Positivity Podcast. I am your host, Gerald Simon. Every weekly podcast is sponsored by various businesses, groups, associations, and organizations. Today's podcast has been sponsored by the Cool Songs Club. The title of today's podcast is The Art of Listening. And I'd like to ask a question and have you honestly answer this question to yourself. Do you listen more than you speak? Think about that question. Do you listen more than you speak? If I am going to be honest with myself and with you, I tend to speak much more than I listen. And that is something I personally need to work on. Because often, I have so much to say and so much to share. And yes, in part, it is because I do a lot of public speaking. And I teach and I do workshops and seminars. And so I am in the habit of continually presenting and speaking and sharing ideas, tips, or suggestions on music or learning to play the piano or whatever it may be if I'm doing a motivational speech or presentation. So I am constantly in the mode of speaking. Even with this podcast, I am in the mode of speaking. But the art of listening, where we can truly listen, it requires us to stop speaking. We can listen to others. We can listen even to ourselves. Think. Notice I said think and not speak. Sometimes the best thing we can do is stop speaking and start listening. Right now I'd like to share a paragraph from Perceptions, Parables, and Pointers on listening. It says this: listen intently. Open your ears and really listen to what others say to you. More often than not, we hear only what we want to hear in a conversation. More frequently, we are guilty of speaking too much and listening too little. When others speak to you, give them your undivided attention. Don't think about your responses or what you want to say. Listen to the other person and look at them when they speak. Look into their eyes. After your conversation, you should be able to identify their eye color. Listen intently to what people say verbally and non-verbally. Sometimes, more can be said by a person's body language than his spoken word. Your actions say a lot about you. Now, what I want you to think about in any conversation you may have had today or yesterday, think about whether you did more of the talking or more of the listening. I often think about with my own children. Many times I am doing more of the speaking and less of the listening. Sometimes when I have spoken with my daughter or my little boys, I will ask a question and then I will let them talk. And I won't say anything. And I will let them share their ideas, their thoughts, their perspectives, their views, their understanding. And it helps me better understand them, because I remained silent. It is not about sharing everything we know. It is not about speaking and constantly being on stage as if we are performing at all times. Sometimes it is important to stop, to listen. And I'm not talking about solely listening to what other people are saying. If we stop speaking, we can have a better opportunity to listen and hear birds chirping. We can hear the leaves rustling. We can hear the brook or the stream as the water is gently flowing down. And sometimes when you can connect with nature, when you can be out and about and you can listen, you hear things that you've never heard before because you are focusing on listening. It's an art. It takes concentration. Sometimes with the hustle and bustle of everyday living, we get so caught up in the rat race that we are continually moving. And what happens is, sometimes we get set on autopilot, where we do things and we don't even think about what we are doing because it becomes habit. It becomes a natural response. We do things. We don't think about what we are doing because it's as if we're breathing. When we breathe, we are not telling ourselves we need to stop, open our mouths, and breathe in and breathe out. If we had to do that, no one would be breathing because they would be so focused and concentrated on breathing, they wouldn't have time to focus on anything else. It becomes second nature. And often, we take for granted the art of listening. So today, I would like to have you stop whatever you are doing, and for 5 minutes, don't say anything. Now, that may be pretty easy for some people, and for other people, getting them to stop talking for 5 seconds may be an ordeal. But today, take 5 minutes. You can go outside, connect with nature, and listen. What do you hear? Do you hear animals? Do you hear the trees, the leaves? Do you hear the wind blowing? Do you hear cars driving by, neighbors? What do you hear? It's the art of listening. And then not only what do you hear, how do you hear it? Why do you hear it? When do you hear it? Where do you hear? See, these questions about listening, it helps us better focus and better concentrate on why we are listening, what we are listening to, how we are listening, when we are listening. If we can answer these questions, the art of listening will help us better connect with those around us because we will listen to them, not only with our ears, but with our eyes, with our hearts. We will connect with the individuals. They will feel that connection. Listen. Take time to listen today. For the Motivation in a Minute section of this podcast, I would like to share a quote on listening. This is on page 178 from my book, Perceptions, Parables, and Pointers, and it says this. This is by George Eliot Sands, or Marian Evans Cross. It says, "Blessed is the man who, having nothing to say, abstains from giving in words evidence of the fact." Now, sometimes we speak without thinking. Sometimes we speak without first listening to what others have been saying to us, and when we speak, we demonstrate that we really haven't listened. For the Music Within portion of this podcast, I would like to have you listen to a piano solo from my album, The Dawn of a New Age. And we're going to listen to the piano solo that is also titled The Dawn of a New Age. Now, listen to this music. Even if you are not a musician, I want you to listen as if you were a musician. Listen to the movement of the piece. Listen to the crescendos, how it gets louder. Listen to the decrescendos or the diminuendos, how the piece gets softer. Listen to the dynamics. Is it really loud? Is it really soft? Is it gentle? Is it flowing? Listen to what is happening. Does it sound positive? Does it sound major? Does it sound minor? Kind of sad? Depressed? Listen and open your ears and hear the music as you've never heard the music before. Listen to The Dawn of a New Age. I hope you enjoy this. For the poetry that motivates portion of this podcast today, I would like to read a poem I wrote from my book, The As-If Principle, Motivational Poetry, and this poem is titled, Listen. Listen, when I tell you in a rhyme, you think I waste your time. When I tell you in a song, you never sing along. I try to tell you with the light from the stars at night. I try to tell you in the day from the sun's warm ray. But you never seem to listen to what I have to say. We all must listen with our ears, with our hearts and souls and minds, and as we listen, he will calm our fears and envelop us in his arms. Now, this is more of a Christian, religious-based poem because it's talking about he will calm our fears and envelop us in his arms, referring to God, deity, a higher power, however you'd like to think of it. But what it's talking about is listening, the art of listening. Have you ever had an experience where someone has been speaking and either you were daydreaming or you were focusing on a test you were about to take or a big work project or a problem, maybe a health concern, a parent has some health problems, or maybe a child or you yourself, maybe you found out that you have a terminal illness or some sort of problem, and of course, you were not paying attention to what someone was saying. You were not listening. And they could tell that you were not listening for whatever reason. And because they thought you were not listening, they assumed that you did not care what they had to say. And because of that assumption, they then thought that maybe what they had to say was less important or not of value to you because you were not paying attention. Now, it's a ripple effect that quickly can spiral out of control. If others do not think we are listening to them and focusing intently and intensely on what they are saying, what happens then is that when they speak to us in the future, they wonder if we will listen. They wonder if we will think what they have to say is important or valuable to us. Because in the past, we have demonstrated by our actions that we were not listening or paying attention. And by not listening, we devalued them. Then they did not feel good enough, did not feel as if they measured up, because they thought, whether correctly or incorrectly, that we were not listening to them, because we were not. There are many times where if you don't listen correctly, it could be fatal. It could be life or death. If you don't listen and pay attention in business, if you're not listening to what the customers are saying, you could quickly start to lose sales. And then ultimately, your business could be in jeopardy and you could even lose your business because you were not listening. If we are so focused on what we have to say, if we are so focused on trying to help others listen to what we think is important, we will miss out on so many opportunities in life because we mistakenly assume that what we have to say is more important than what others have to say. Now, sometimes we do have very important things to say, and I'm not trying to downplay our own importance, but often there's a time and a place where we can say something and others can say something, and by giving each other an opportunity to share and say what needs to be said and listening to each other, we can both connect and grow and improve. But if we do not listen to what the other person is saying, we won't hear the messages that are meant to be shared. Sometimes it's listening more with our hearts, because sometimes we are listening not to what the individual is saying, but what we are feeling about what they are saying, and sometimes that will help us uncover what the individual failed to say or decided not to say, and we start to see things as they really are. We have a better sense of what is really happening, even if someone is not telling us exactly what is going on in their lives. So hopefully that will give you a better understanding of the art of listening. Listen today to yourself. Listen to your spouse. Listen to your children. Listen to your parents. Listen to your neighbors, your friends, your relatives. Listen to your customers. Listen to your boss, your business advisors. Listen to what the world is trying to tell you. And as you listen, as you open your ears, you will hear things you've never heard before. And that will give you a greater insight into other individuals. It will give you a greater sense of what is truly most important in life. Sometimes what you think is going to be the most important focus for your day turns out to be completely inaccurate and completely wrong, because other more important areas of focus pop up. Things you did not focus on, you did not plan, you did not prepare for. Things that happen that then take precedence over whatever you had planned for your day. But part of that involves listening to those around you. So today and every day, take 5 minutes out of your day to listen. Don't speak. Don't try to counsel your children. Don't try to correct your employees. Don't try to speak to those around you solely for the purpose or sake of speaking. Instead, listen, and don't say anything. Listen to what others are saying. And as you work on the art of listening, and as I work on the art of listening, I know that you and I and everyone, we can improve, we can be better. It takes practice. It won't happen overnight, but we can improve and progress and be better. So focus on the art of listening today and every day. Again, take 5 minutes and just listen. Listen to yourself. Listen the way you'd like others to listen to you. And listen to them and see them in a completely new light. And it will change the way you treat people, the way you speak with people, the way you act, and the way you react to any situation. So focus on the art of listening. Thanks so much for listening today. Hope you guys have a wonderful day, each day and every day. Smile all the while. Have fun. Improve. Do your best. Be better today than you were yesterday, each and every day. That's the goal. That's the hope, that we will do the best we can, that we will be the best we can, and that we will help those around us be their best. And we will all progress and improve together. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. See you guys. Bye. Subscribe to Music, Motivation, and More, the Positivity Podcast with Gerald Simon, to receive updates about each new weekly podcast. Every Monday, a new podcast is released to help motivate and inspire individuals to learn, to grow, to do, to be, and become the very best they can become. These are all motivational messages that inspire men and women of all ages to do and be their best, to set goals, to work on improving who they are and who they would like to become. Thank you again for listening. Connect with us on social media to become part of the conversation as we all work together to motivate each other to do and be our best. You can learn more about my music and various books I've published by visiting my website, musicmotivation.com. My music is available on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, iTunes, and can be found on all online music stores and streaming sites. My motivational books and poetry books can be purchased on Amazon, from Barnes & Noble, various online bookstores, and also traditional bookstores as well. If you'd like to learn more about motivating and inspiring piano students, please visit my website, CoolSongsClub.com, to learn how and why I began composing what have become known as Fun, Cool Songs. These cool songs were composed to help motivate piano students the fun way, especially during their teenage years. So I hope you check it out. And please feel free to contact me if you have any questions about anything. My contact info is found on my website, musicmotivation.com. But I would love to connect with you, and if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. Thank you again for listening. Hope you guys have a great week. See ya.